Palmetto Mornings on WRHI and CN2.
Morning to you. It's 7:40 here on Palmetto Mornings. 32 degrees. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Ashley Lang.
And we are your home for news, talk, sports, and fun. You're listening to us on the radio, on the app, and online.
And good morning to those of you who are watching us on CN2 and on social media.
And make sure you check us out. If you're in the car, you can't watch us, but if you're at a place and you can watch us on CN2 or on Facebook, check out our next guests. They look great. And they're matching because today is Valentine's Day, and it is the day of love. And these two individuals not only love each other, but they work together, and they've been on this show individually. And we have said before when we found out they're married, we've got to get you together for Valentine's Day.
We got to hear the
story. And here we go. We're talking with Dr. Christian Brown and Dr. Carrie Watson. They are the faces over there at Piedmont Medical Center. And good morning to you both, and happy Valentine's Day.
Same. Good morning.
Good.
Well, again, we've interviewed you all individually, and the day we found out that you both were married, we were like, oh, like what?
Let's just be honest. I was like, it's like a real life Grey's Anatomy.
Yes.
Not at all.
Not as much drama, but you know.
So Dr. Watson, you are over the trauma department.
Correct.
And Dr. Brown, you handle
mostly general surgery and weight loss surgery.
Okay, perfect. And in full disclosure, Dr. Brown did do my colonoscopy, but we've shared all those details, and we encourage everyone.
We've got all the deets.
But that's why we tell the story, right? To encourage others to get it done if you have not gotten it done and you're the age to do so. Do you all work? Do you work together? But do you see each other daily?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes. So we are in Piedmont Medical Center primary. That's the only location I'm at in Rock Hill. Dr. Brown is over at the Fort Mill campus also. But no, we see each other. We have lunch dates in the cafeteria. All the ladies know us. We sit down and we make time in the middle of the day. We also see each other. Sometimes we actually have operative cases together, meaning we operate together. So if one of us is on call and needs help, you get the duo, the dynamic duo, and we both bring something different.
So I do love how you're like, yes, I see Dr. Brown's. Do you have to call him Dr. Brown, or can you be like Paige Christian?
Definitely Paige Christian.
Get him. Yeah.
If she does that, do you know you're in trouble, or?
At home or at work? At work, it's fine.
Yeah.
If she's paging me at home, then I'm in trouble.
Oh! Now, listen, we love the people we work with. They're like our extended family. What do they say? You spend more time with the people you work with than your actual family. In your case, it's not like that because you're spending as much time with each other on the clock as well as off the clock. But let's be honest. When you all get together and somebody is frustrated with either Dr. Brown or Dr. Watson, do you just go, yeah, I know. Yeah. I agree with you. Yeah, let me tell you what else they do that I don't like.
Exactly right.
Yeah. I'm never frustrated with him. No, I'm kidding. No, it's actually wonderful because the staff really recognizes that both of us are very different and we are very different in our approaches. And so what's been lovely is being in an environment where we both feel supported and no one looks at me and goes, oh, why aren't you more like Dr. Brown? And no one looks at him and is like, why aren't you more like Dr. Watson? Instead, it's more like, oh, we get it. You guys make sense.
That's excellent. And nobody ever tries to pressure us into doing anything differently. And when we are together, there's no pressure to hide anything from anybody. Yeah. It is a very collegial environment.
Right.
It's professional.
Yes. Right.
I mean, that's exactly it. I mean, you're dealing with serious situation. So you cannot be still mad at each other about who didn't empty the dishwasher the night before, I guess.
No, we actually have a rule. If there is a surgical case where he can offer something unique that he does that I don't do, if it's my patient and my case, we always introduce each other to the family. They know that we're married. And when we're in the operating room, the lead person takes the lead. So we always alternate. So there's never those quarrels of who's in charge.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's a frictionless environment when you do that.
Setting the ground rules.
Yes. Huge. Well, take us back to the beginning. Like, how did y'all meet? Did you meet here? Tell us the story.
I will take that. So we actually met at the University of Florida Shands Hospital in Gainesville. So big hospital system down there. We were both in training. Mm-hmm. And it was in the ICU. And we were rounding together, and frankly, all of the male residents who came through spent a lot of their time and energy flirting with nurses. talk about Grey's Anatomy. Yeah. But when he arrived, he was the first resident that I ever saw go in rooms. He would cry with families. I'm blowing you up right now.
Thanks.
And he would sit down with people, and I was like, who is this person? And I definitely made the first move.
The first move was very subtle. I will tell you that right now. The first move was having somebody else come up to me and invite me to her going away party, and then me showing up not knowing that I was supposed to be talking to her the entire time.
I was told just to show up and wish you best luck on your next adventure.
Exactly.
So how did you leave? When did you leave Florida? Did one of you leave first and the other follow, or what was that relationship like?
I finished my critical care fellowship at the end of 2021. Mm-hmm. And left to go to Cleveland Clinic in Cleveland, Ohio to do my bariatric weight loss surgery and obesity medicine fellowship. And during that time, we were separated for about a year by about 1,000 miles. And then she moved from Florida to here.
Yeah.
And then after I graduated, I finished and came down here with her.
So y'all were dating during that whole time?
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
How long did y'all date before you got married?
6 years.
So you dated for 6 years.
I had no money.
From what we've heard about Grey's Anatomy school, that is true. So you dated for 6 years, and you've been married for how long?
Two
years. All right. Well, you can count it 8 years, to be honest
with
you. And so you were all part of the Tennant family. Is that how you both ended up here along those lines?
Yep.
And you had... There were options and jobs that were available for both of y'all here?
Oh, no. It was we are both part of the Tennant family now, but we weren't then. You specifically wanted to move to the Charlotte area.
Yes, I
after
love
we
this
took
area.
A vacation here.
And yeah.
Your family used to vacation here when you were younger.
Right. Yep.
We're glad that you chose this side of the state line. Yeah. We love our neighbors up north, and we love Charlotte. Yeah. It helps provide a great quality of life, but we certainly am lucky that you're part of the Piedmont family.
Yes.
What you're able to do. Do the people that you work with, do they realize that you're married? I mean, you obviously have different last names, but do they
How can they not?
we walk around, we make it very clear. And like I said, we really do have date days in the hospital, and we eat and we walk
through. Is this common? Like, do you see this a lot? Like, not only at Piedmont, but within, like, the medical field or other hospitals that you've worked at?
I think there's a lot of people, because we are around each other so much, there are a lot of people who kind of find those, you know, bonds. A lot of times you see different departments. The rarity for us is that we are both surgeons who are literally in the same group and working together. I think you see a lot of other relationships kind of spring out of being in the hospital together. So.
Yeah, that's fun.
What do you say to folks when Valentine's Day rolls around, and whether they're single or they're maybe going through, you know, a tough time with their relationship? What can you tell them about a broken heart? Because you have been there before, and you've probably had to patch a heart together. But
I have never had to patch a heart
together. I literally have. I have literally patched a heart together. Honestly, what I would say is find the beauty in the daily. I think for a lot of people with the stresses of being in relationships, and we don't have children, but I know everyone, a lot of people around have young kids and things. We find small things every day that keep us going. And I think that gets lost sometimes. Mm-hmm. So we do in the morning when we're getting ready, we have a playlist for music that has all of our favorite songs. It has how many songs?
Probably like 520 now.
Yeah. Whoa. And we play music together when we're getting ready. And then at nighttime, we have a glass of wine when he's cooking at the end of the day. And I get it. You can't do it every day. But finding small things every day to re-engage with each other keeps us going.
Yeah. I think the small things, and then intentionally taking time to kind of tune everything else out. When we aren't running a million miles an hour in the hospital and our pagers aren't going off and our phones aren't going off, actually finding time on the weekend to be a little bit lazy and hang around the house and really spend time with each other.
And the last thing I'll say about a broken heart is, you know, we actually didn't meet until we were in our early 30s. And we had both been in serious relationships. And what I would say to anyone out there today who is struggling is absolutely hang in there. This is what seems very dark can sometimes be a beautiful window that's opening. And, you know, when I was going through some of those broken heart times in my life, I really put energy back into myself and re-finding who I am and what I was looking for. And, you know, when we actually met at that point in our lives, we were both connecting on a level that is, I feel like, really special, growing together. So
you're confident
yes.
in where you were and not playing like the games that right. you play if you don't find yourself.
That's right.
I love that, to be honest with you. Focus on yourself right now.
Right.
Build yourself from the inside out. Mm-hmm. So when you do find someone, you're not having to go on 5 million dates and yeah. suffer right. through all the apps and just go, I don't know if this is the right one. You kind of know.
That's yeah. right.
And the person is out there.
I agree.
For you, for sure. Yeah. Dr. Carrie Watson, Dr. Christian Brown, they're with Piedmont Medical Center. They're real-life doctors who live together. They're married. They dated for 6 years, married for two. We count it eight.
We love it.
To Ashley's great anatomy point, mm. is there some level of that excitement that happens, I'm not saying at yeah. Piedmont, but in the medical industry?
Yes.
Which one's McDreamy? Which one's McSteamy?
I feel like he's McSteamy. I really do feel like he's McSteamy.
Well, thank you. I'll take it. I'm not going to argue with you there.
He's confident.
Yep, there is something, I will tell you, there is something really attractive whenever you can see your spouse doing something mm. in a way that they're so confident and mm. so good at it, and you're just sitting back going, wow, I'm really impressed yeah. by you.
Well, and you know, like yeah. you know how hard it is, because yeah, you can do it too. So. Yeah. So it's, yeah, I think it's, a lot of times they're like, well, opposites attract. And while you probably are a little bit opposite, I do love that you both, like, that's an intense yes. situation mm-hmm. and yeah. job to be in every day. And so that you can appreciate, you mm-hmm. know what the other one's going through, I guess yeah. is what I'm trying mm-hmm. to say. So I feel like that was probably some of the connection yeah. as well. That's
completely
tough.
Agree.
That's not tough. Only that, but the daily, for example, if her trauma day can be crazy, right? There's a million bells and whistles going off over the course of the day, and she's pulled in 19 different directions. My ideal day is the opposite of that, where I kind of know what's on the schedule, I plan for what's on the schedule, we get through the schedule, and I get to go home. I really think what drew me to her and continues to draw me to her is the complementary set of skills. Like, the things that stress me out, she takes care of. Mm. The things that stress her out, I take care of. And it works very well as a team. And we have a great team at Piedmont yeah, Medical Center with the other trauma surgeons and general surgeons there. So that helps offload that too.
Well, that is a great example. That goes to show whether you work with your spouse in your line of work or the people you work with are like that, to complement each other, and then you do it again at night.
Yes, sir.
It is just, wow, it's unbelievable. Well, we've really enjoyed getting to know both of you individually and now together as a couple. And it's really remarkable that you seem like you can turn it off just like that in an industry where you're on 24/7. It's kind of hard for the brain to kind of wrap your head around that, so to speak. But well, happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you for sharing
your story with us and our audience. And here's to a great weekend.
Yes.
Thank you. Yes.
Same to everybody out there.